everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to the Love Code. Thanks for joining me for another opportunity to have such an interesting conversation about our this process we are in of healing, of transformation, of upliftment. It's about really connecting to the power that we have and to open our hearts and to really connect to the fact that we are truly conscious creators of our reality. And as a result, we can heal, we can transform, we can experience a new reality. And that's certainly something that I have been very focused on in my life for a long time, but even more recently after doing a week's training with Dr. Joe Dispenza, I'm just inspired to reconnect with a deeper understanding of the power we have. And we have such a wonderful guest that's going to just fit right into this journey we are all on. I'm going to be talking today with Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, and we're having a conversation with the creator of the Bioscalar EE system technology. And if you don't know what that is, and if you haven't heard about it, well, get ready because you will learn a lot. And I think we'll just start with a little bio about Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. So she was born to genius scientists who met in engineering physics, and Dr. Sandra Rose Michael has taught holistic health for over four decades, including inventing the first effective scalar healing light chamber in 1978. Dr. Michael's lifelong award-winning work is applied integrative biophysics, has earned prestigious recognition such as presidential and international who's who, lecturing at the UN, MIT, the World Health Summit, and the Harvard Club, London's Royal Society of Medicine, Mount Sinai Medical School, the Scalar Research Experts Conference, Tesla Tech Regenerative Technology, and Anti-Aging Congresses, as well as numerous medical schools and ministries of health worldwide. Dr. Michael has served on the board of the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicines and as a commissioner for the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. Dr. Michael is featured globally in a variety of books, newspaper, and journal articles, including a peer-reviewed University of Hawaii study on seizure disorder in autism. Her true Bioscale E system technology has been broadcast widely on radio and TV, has been seen on CNN, Fox News, The Doctors, Wall Street Journal, and the Beverly Hills Times, plus being highlighted in a full-length movie entitled The Grand Self. Wow, we have an amazing woman with us today, a truly inspirational guest, and just a very special woman. So it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Sandra Rose Michael to the to the show today. Sandra, I'm so happy to have you here, and you are amazing.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. That means a lot coming from you, another gorgeous, gorgeous woman. That's, you know, you've done so much yourself to help women's health with your work on hormones and things like that. So, yeah, and I really appreciate you, and thanks for having me on. And the one piece that wasn't mentioned on that is what's happened since May 27th of last year. And that's this, you know, revolution of healing, moving beyond MedBed technology that came out with Jason Shurka. That interview was released May 27th, and shift hit the fan when that came out. So I know people, you know, we really have gone through an amazing time. It's been almost a year. Before that, 90% of our systems were in private homes around the bed with clinics everywhere and, you know, centers and things. Well, since that came out May 27th, there's like 250 more centers, EE system centers worldwide. So when that Revolution of Healing interview was released, we had 70,000 emails in a single weekend. It was the craziest thing ever. So when I say shift really hit the fan, we were going, oh, my gosh, what do we do? It was overwhelming. the response, it was just overwhelming. But what's exciting about that, really, isn't so much that just that we're getting the technology out. This technology was designed for this time, for this the Great Awakening, for how do we create the quantum leaps of consciousness for this planet that's in very, very deep shift. And how do we reverse all the damage and the hijacking of our DNA? And because it was originally specifically designed to help put the DNA back to its original divine matrix, the original divine design, you know, our original blueprint, so to speak, because our DNA is our God code. And so it really works very, very, very strongly with that. So there's so much we can talk about, but I mean, it's been a crazy time as far as what's happened globally with the awareness of our technology. And I know there's quite a few centers there in Australia now. I know there was Gold Coast and Sydney before, but now there's quite – have you been to a center there in Australia yet?
I have been to a center, and I have experienced your EE system. So, yes, there is huge interest. So, you know, before we talk more about this center for people, let's just back up a little bit. So let's share a little bit about your journey and how you were led to create this system, and maybe to share a little bit about what this system, this energy enhancement system technology that you created that is now being let's just say there's so much interest by people to take that technology and create healing centers around the world with it. So let's just back up for people who know nothing about what this is all about and just give them some preliminary understanding.
Well, yeah, and that's good that we talk about that, because it is all about how do we heal the world? How do we bring healing to the world? And that's really what I came in with. My parents met in engineering physics. My mother, the nuclear physicist, and she, you know, was fissioning plutonium, working on the bomb in the labs the whole time she was pregnant with me. I was conceived where, you know, Tesla had his power plant, and my dad worked on stealth bombers. My mom working on the bomb, my dad stealth bombers and Mach 3, and I grew up doing all of their science experiments, all the top secret science experiments, but really going, how do we heal all of this? And so that's been my lifelong intention and quest, and so it's been an interesting journey. But I grew up doing, you know, building transducers and receivers and Tesla coils and levitating things and gyroscopes, and, you know, it's what I grew up with, Geiger counters, you know, and Mensa, doing all Mensa, all the Mensa trainings for my brain, you know, which was quite useful as well, because that put me above the top 1% of IQs. So I think a little different, but my whole agenda is how do we heal the world? And so with that, you know, I was, you know, just really intent on that, and came in, you know, in the bloodline of Martin Luther, and read that Bible 6 times cover to cover by the time I was 12, but I was studying it and analyzing it and really know it, because so that's part of in my bloodline. He led, you know, he's the original, he is the original heretic, but he led a reformation,
right.
And we're leading a, you know, we're leading a reformation of sorts, a revolution that it's an evolutionary revolution of healing for a planet that's very, very grounded in that spiritual connect with our vision and mission and service. So it came out of high school and went into college and stuff, but I started immediately in 1971 as well in being trained in chiropractic, reflexology, nutrition, Ayurveda, studied Sanskrit. I was very top of my state in Latin, English, and math, so I had really good skill sets, but went into really studying. And the real key has always been that basic principle of chiropractic, the power that made the body heals the body. The power that made the body heals the body. So sometimes in looking at energy medicine, because I studied Rife and I studied radionics and I studied photonics and all the light therapies and studied all these energy medicine modalities in the early 70s. And in 1978 is when I built my first scalar healing light chamber after doing all kinds of research. And I had been running a company on power management equipment. So I took power management equipment and took all my other research work and had material from NASA and all these things and built my first scalar healing light chamber in 1978, which was extraordinarily effective. I mean, extraordinarily effective. We saw anything and everything heal, but it was only one person at a time. So can't really heal the whole world that way. But I've taught then holistic health every which way. And, really as a hands-on healer primarily, but also really big on teaching nutrition and holistic health, which also means mind, body, spirit. And the emotional components as well. Excuse me. And so,
Sandra, let me just ask you: Did you have in your life an epiphany, a spiritual experience that really opened you up to this passion and this purpose in your life?
I came in that way. From the time I could talk, I was talking about Atlantis and the mad Atlantean scientist and the abuse of power. And that's the most parallel time to now on the planet. Whether you believe in past lives or not doesn't matter. There have been a lot of past lives on the planet. And that was a parallel time with the hijacking of the DNA and doing, the interbreeding between animals and humans and all these weird things and the abuse of scalar. Like I said, I really kind of came in very, very aware doing all of Tesla's experiments and growing up on the farm, healing all the animals. So I really came in with this mission and vision and really jumped into it in the early 70s. I mean, as far as really going for it. But then, and then teaching all over the world, literally all over the world. But I built this technology, what's now known as the EE system. I originally started that project in 1992 and built my first full system in 1996. So it's been a while. And you can't, there's only so many people we could personally teach, touch, or train. I'm going, how do we bring healing to the world? And so this is, what if you could plug the body back into that cosmic light socket? Like I talked about the power that made the body heals the body. Well, how do you give the body the energy to heal itself and create an ideal, optimal, pristine, energetic environment where the body has the energy, activate and mobilize its body's own stem cells. That's part of what we see, quadrupled mitochondrial activity, the body fully oxygenated, bringing the body back to its proper pH. And so we've seen anything and everything heal. We're very, very blessed that way. But nothing touches the body. It's just a hyper-healthy, energetic environment that we would have on an ideal planet, creating heaven on Earth. It's what we would have in an ideal planet where our body is perfectly supported in its ideal, optimal healing states. And that includes the brain states of your ideal, optimal meditational states, the way we synchronize right and left brain hemispheres and then have the whole brain thinking. And we want to trigger everybody's genius and all of their higher abilities, all their gifts, all of, the superpowers that we're meant to have as multidimensional, infinitely powerful, unlimited beings. And we're really sons and daughters of God. You know, so if we have access to unlimited power, infinite intelligence, unconditional love, what's the problem? It can all be easy. It's just about remembrance of who we are, all that we are, all that we're here for, and that we have access to the infinite and divine, you know, wisdom, knowledge, energy, light, love. You know, I like how you said, you know, your program's called what, Code of Love?
Yeah, the Love Code, yeah.
Love Code, there we go. That's what it's all about, really. God is love. And let's override all the structures that have been out of the love of power. We're going to override it with the power of love. And so the technology was designed to bring everything up to its highest potential, the highest potential of the DNA and the highest potential of who we are as divine sons and daughters of God. So really kind of that reminding the body, reminding the consciousness, because I see the body as a condensation of consciousness. And like mm-hmm. you said, you know, I met in engineering physics, I see everything as a combination of electrical, mechanical, structural engineering and physics. And that's your quantum physics, your biophysics, your metaphysics. So that all life is energy, and we're here to be those super conscious beings and recreation of a new heaven, new earth. And that this is the time we've been waiting for, and we are the ones we've been waiting for. So the intention was to create something that's not one-on-one, practitioner-dependent, operator-dependent, doctor-dependent. You know, you put as many people in the space as possible, have them all meditate, say their prayers, relax into their real state of being, and relax into a place of peace and power and light and love and total knowingness at a cellular level, because the cells vibrate and resonate with the power of love. You want to relax into that state of knowing all that God wants you to know, knowing and remembering the truth, because the cells vibrate and resonate with the power of truth. And that is the truth then that sets us free. And that's what, you know, that's the time that we're in now. And it's the great tipping point, the great turning of the ages, the great awakening that cannot, will not be stopped. They say, how do we create that quantum leap of consciousness on this planet for accelerated evolution? For people to wake up and remember their divine nature.
Yeah, you know, it is such a profound time. And if you focus on the chaos that's going on and all the craziness and insanity that gets portrayed out in the media, you will think that will, first of all, generate so much fear and anxiety, which does not raise our frequencies. And it's something that we do not want to put our time and attention into. It's really the time to do the work that you've been talking about, Sandra. It's the time to put our focus and attention on raising our frequencies, on understanding that we are in a time of profound transformation that will elevate humanity to a new level of their true divine essence. You know, when I was living in India many, many years ago, I was living in the Sri Aurobindo ashram, and Sri Aurobindo was an enlightened teacher, and he was writing about a lot. His whole focus was that humanity is on the verge of a transformational shift, and he said it in the metaphor. He said it's like from the ape to the human, that we are moving from the human to the supermental consciousness. And that was, you know, the main message of his teachings. And here we are. Mm-hmm. We're at a point where we have the capacity, and I want to talk about the scalar technology. We have the capacity now to move into a higher state of consciousness that will facilitate the healing that we talk about, the healing of the body, the healing of our perceptions, reconnecting us back into the source, which we talk about this, and it's kind of the language you use. A lot of people may wonder, but it actually is the language that people have to start talking about, because that is connecting us to the real dynamic and energy of what's happening at this point, and will open us to it. So does that make sense to you, Santa?
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk about, you know, this isn't a medical device, because our whole medical system has been focused on treating dis-ease instead of what creates optimal hyper-health. As you get super healthy, there's no more dis-ease. And part of it is what you mentioned, we have to focus on what we want, not what we don't want. Energy goes where attention flows. Focus on what you want. We are creative, powerful beings, and this is an amazing creative planet. And so now what do we want to create for the planet? How about a new heaven, new earth? This is such a beautiful paradise planet. And these beings, I mean, you know, they've literally gone out of their way to create hell on earth on this beautiful, amazing planet. And it's time to kind of, you know, show up and be the Christed beings. And literally enlightenment, I like to talk even about cellular enlightenment, but enlightenment, what our technology is designed to do is activate the light within us, the light at the core of our DNA, because the core of our DNA is the light from the stars. We are stardust. We are bodies and beings of light, because the prime function of DNA is storage of photons, which are quantums of light. And so we want to be radiant beings of light. But because as we radiate light then from the core of our own beings, you know, that's our star seed, is part of what that's been called, the core of our DNA. As we radiate that light, nothing that is not of the light can affect us. So it's really about a profound planetary enlightenment that is, you know, is in process, that total transformation, changing form. And part of what our technology does is a transmutation of energies from detrimental fields such as radiation. I know radiation literally inside out from thanks to my mother. And it's like, how do you transmute that into beneficial? You know, she did fission. I created fusion. It's like cold nuclear fusion. But it's the opposite of creating unified fields, and unified fields where we are coherent in our light. You know, unified fields, we also like to talk about torsion fields, your scalar vortex, but the spinal column is meant to be that standing columnar wave, or that brilliant column of light, you know, that is, you know, that in the Bible it talks about being pillars in the temple of God. And when we stand together and stand in our power, in our light, in our love, we have to be the greater community. When we stand together, God wins.
Can you define what scalar energy is for people who maybe have never heard of that term, or they may have heard of it, but they don't really know or understand what it is, because that's such a fundamental part of the healing frequencies that are being made available. And certainly that's what your energy enhancement system is working with, scalar energy. So let's get into that a bit.
Okay, we'll try to explain it. It works whether people understand it or not, because it is pure physics. It is, you know, I mean, this is spiritual science, but it is pure physics. The easiest way to understand scalar is an infinity wave. People could see a figure eight, or that wave, that infinity loop. And then a scalar vortex is like an infinitely projected Mobius or infinity loop, an infinitely projected Mobius. And the definition is nonlinear, non-Hertzian, fifth-dimensional, standing columnar wave, beyond relative time and space. So it's very, very powerful in that these are self-healing, self-repairing, self-regenerative, self-perpetuating fields. which is how our body is meant to function. It is in this like scalar vortex of infinite energy. You know, we have so much energy within us. It's been taking all our energy just to cope with being in a what's considered a hostile environment, keeping people in fright, flight, or fight, a fear mode physically, versus when we're in alignment, you know, being aligned by the light, with the light, as the light, we are standing in that power, in that light, in that love, literally as a standing column or wave through our own being, our own body, our own DNA. That's our God code. And it's the activation of that light within us so that we're no longer victims. Instead, we radiate such light and infinite power and love that nothing that is not of that light and love can affect us. Instead, we affect everything when we remember who we are as those powerful beings of light. So it is that activation. And scalar is very, very potent that way. Because it's beyond relative time and space. It's nonlinear by definition, cannot be measured. So this puts it in a whole different category than most healing devices, which have been, you know, different frequency of devices such as pulse electromagnetic field therapy or even your light therapies, because they're still third dimensional, versus this is more of the infinite. So it's self-healing and perpetuating, which takes it beyond that relative time and space. People talk about fifth dimensional time, and this is kind of what they're referring to in that past, present, future is all simultaneous. And some of our researchers found with our technology, they postulated that the technology is trying to bring the body back to a time previous to any dis-ease. You know, it's trying to bring it back to its original divine design, original divine blueprint, so to speak, especially from within the DNA. And it's activating that core power, but it's also called the source energy, the Wan Chi. So we've been given, first time in the history of the world, we did receive an award from the Chinese Qigong Grand Masters because it activated the Wan Chi, or the source energy, the source Chi in the body. So that, very, very interesting. Because
that's
just understanding our light force. That's our light force, life force energy.
Well, you know, this is so exciting to me because it really is what we're talking about is tapping into the true potential of humanity, which has we've kind of had the light dimmed for a really long time, and now we are returning to this conscious connection again to who we truly are. I've been watching a series that Greg Braden has, and he was talking. There's some really interesting things that he's saying about this amazing technology that we have. What he calls this. We were born with this soft technology. We have the capacity to do so much more than even any AI system can do. And he talked about the energy of every single cell. So every cell has this energy, which on its own doesn't seem like a lot. But when you have 50 or 100 trillion cells, we have like phenomenal power beyond our ability to comprehend is available to us as we awaken. To transform, to heal, to create. You know, it's just, it's like getting to remember, finally remembering who we are out of this dream.
Right. And so I created the technology because we're being bombarded 24/7 with the EMF, the ELF, the radiation, the microwaves, the 5G, all these different things. Everybody's dealing with radiation poisoning. And it's been taking all our energy just to cope with being in such a hostile environment. So the body got stuck in that fear mode physically, you know, with constant compensation for imbalance, creating struggle and taking all our energy. But when we realign, I mean, so I created the technology rather than just talking about or thinking about or the theoretical understanding of our power and our light and our love. What does that mean really. And that's why this is applied integrative biophysics, applied integrative biophysics. In other words, what works, how effective, how efficient, how well does it work? I was told I had to create a technology to create the counterbalance, the counterpoint to all the scalar weaponry and all the abuse of Tesla's work and all the mind control and all the radiation issues, and to transform or transmutation of that energy into beneficial energy, like electrical precursors for the body that feed us instead of harming us.
Well, and you know, to realize how much of our present environment is hostile, right? We don't really, you know, we live our life and it's just how life is. But when you stand back and look at it, we've been poisoned in our water. We've been poisoned in our air. We've been poisoned in our food. We've been poisoned with microwave radiation. And God knows what else we've been poisoned with.
An absolute toxic soup. You know, and bodies have become more like toxic waste dumps. So that's where the detoxification is so important, that, you know, when the body has the right charge, it wants to discharge everything that does not support your greatest life, your greatest love, your greatest health, your highest potential. So that's just as important. We've been, you know, because we've been living in such a toxic soup that, you know, but still our light is what is our power, and that allows that detox, because you're keeping the love and letting go of everything else. You're keeping the light, letting go of everything else. And that's the way the body wants to function. The first thing it does when it has more energy, as our technology literally raises the millivoltage of the cells, or what's called the cell membrane potential. And as the body has more energy, or quadrupled mitochondrial activity, maybe some people will understand that more, because that's our mighty mitochondria, is our power plants in the body. So the first thing the body does when it has more energy is it wants to clean house. And so that's really, really important. We've got to lighten up, literally.
So, okay, so let's talk specifically about this EE system. So the center that I went to has a huge room, and there were probably about 20 or more recliner-type chairs that were around the perimeter of the room. And then you would just sit, and then there were all these monitors that were attached to the, you know, the ceiling area, the top of the walls there, around the room. So then you go and you sit in these chairs, and for, I think, my session was 2 hours, and that's it. I mean, you just sit and you receive. You're in this field. So you've created, in your amazing scalar technology, a field that is doing everything you just talked about, regenerating from the DNA onwards. And
regeneration, literally. Regeneration.
Regeneration. I love it. And so I heard of one of the stories I heard. It was, I don't know this woman, but a friend told me that she knew of a woman who went into one of the centers with this system with cancer, and she did numerous sessions. I don't know how many, more than one, and just sitting in this field and regenerating her system, and was able to fully recover from her cancer. And I'm sure you have lots of stories. So why don't you share some of the experiences that people have had when they're in this incredible healing field of this energy that regenerates us, that moves us into a higher frequency of who we are.
Yeah, it's kind of like rebooting a computer, you know, like that reboot, that defrag. And all somebody does is you want to go in. The more you relax in that environment, and it's, again, a hyper-healthy energy environment, generating fields. These are fields of energy and fields of consciousness that literally colliding photons. So it's creating this tremendous photonic field as well. And the DNA, being biophotonic, knows what to do with that energy. So it's synchronizing right in the frame, creating ideal, optimal meditational states to the point where you can go into a deeper meditational state than a Tibetan monk in approximately 7 minutes. And it's giving the body the energy to heal itself, like rebooting. So the more you relax, more the body can use the energy. So it's very interesting. It's like you're recharging your cell phone, but you're recharging every cell of your body as easily as you would recharge your cell phone. And that's done by, going to those deeper meditational states, because the body heals in delta and theta brain states. And so that's where the healing and regeneration is. So it's like taking that ultimate power nap, but also when you do your meditation, you can let yourself know whatever God wants you to know. And as soon as you get the message from higher self what anything's about, or as soon as you're present with anything and everything in your body with love, it all heals.
Mm-hmm. So how often would you recommend someone have sessions and with this system? I've only been once, so I did that 2 hour. I meditated when I was there, and I have to say I had a really deep meditation when I was, just in the room in that 2 hour time. If someone is interested and they're dealing with an illness and really are wanting to go the healing path with frequencies, or just wanting to regenerate, is there a recommended number of sessions?
Well, I like that you went for 2 hours. We recommend that people do a minimum of 2 hours at a time. Ideally, 90% of our systems were in private homes around the bed. So the best is sleeping in it. And you can never have too much good energy. You can't be too healthy. You can't feel too good, look too good. Body can't be too highly functional. You can never be too good. So, but you do want to support the body in detox, which is drinking a lot of water. So it's cumulative also. Each and every time you go into the technology, the body will reorganize to a higher level of function because it is cumulative. And it's what we call dynamic homeostasis, where the continual reorganization to higher levels of function. And flipping, it's like flipping all the switches, like epigenetics, you're flipping the switches from degenerative dis-ease to regenerative properties. And what the original research was that it was repairing all the breaks in the DNA, repairing the genetic damage and lengthening telomeres. So it's through age reversal technology. But the more you use it, the better, the more the body can take and use the energy to advance. And it's like if you're not using the technology, it's like you're living in a microwave. So you want to maintain the benefits by getting an EE medallion as well, or an EE bracelet. And, it's high-tech in the low-tech wearable model that's very cost-effective. And so we do recommend that as well to support the process. Also, we tell people, you want to use the energy to make more intelligent, more informed, healthier choices. You cannot expect to be super healthy if you're still poisoning yourself. So, you want to give up the sugar, the sodas, the fast food, fried foods, the bad oils. Life comes from life, and you don't get more aliveness by putting in more dead stuff. So it's also about making more intelligent, healthier, more informed choices, because that's what empowerment is, being empowered to make those choices for yourself. And so it's really a supporting a holistic lifestyle approach, where you also want to change your thoughts, change your whole way of what I like to call relationship is re-elationship, where you're re-elating with everything and everybody with love. unconditional love means letting go of every freaking excuse you've ever had for not loving yourself and everybody else and being in love more and more all the time. Because, you know, and fear and God can't share the same space. You know, fear is just forgetfulness of who we really are. And so letting go of that fear porn programming that the media was spouting, because that wasn't truth at all. It wasn't logical even. It was lies. Mm-hmm. It was blatant lies. But the fear porn to keep people controlled through fear. And so, you know, we're really, you know, there's nothing bigger than God. And that's what the remembrance is. You know, if God is all there is, if love is all there is, what would there ever be to be afraid of? You know, so it's about total remembrance of who we are.
So for people who have, well, this is, you know, as you're talking, it's really a tool to enhance and uplift our frequencies, right?
Yes.
Bringing higher, you know, I mean, these frequencies of love, of gratitude, of the capacity of the true potential of our body, physical,
yes,
emotional, mental, and spiritual, right? So mm-hmm. if people are needing healing, you know, let's, you know, quite honestly talk about a lot of the vaccine injured people now that are really are realizing that so much has been done to their body. So it doesn't really matter how you've been challenged with your physical functioning. If people go into the system and if they are working with it, staying hydrated, making the changes with their food, you know, just giving your body consistent time to heal, have you found that people are recovering who had some of the reactions?
Absolutely. We've seen miracles, literally miracles of people recovering their life force, literally in their DNA, being their DNA, because it wants to put the DNA back into integrity. But another mm-hmm. thing that is very, very important, we mentioned detox. And one of the things that's important with, along with the spike protein situations that people have been dealing with, because that is a synthetic biology. You know, there's 26 patents on the spike protein alone. So that's a synthetic biology. So there, you know, there is a bath that I recommend. Okay, so when the body has the charge, then it wants to discharge everything that doesn't belong. And everybody's dealing with acute radiation poisoning. Well, the bath for radiation is 2 cups salt, not Epsom salts, but salt of the earth, the sea salt or Himalayan salt or, you know, some sort of kosher salt, something salt. 2 cups salt, 2 cups baking soda. That's your bath for radiation. But I'm also having people add 1 cup of borax to that, as what I recommend personally, because
which is boron,
borax,
right?
Yeah, which is simply the mineral boron. You know, 20 mucilage borax, you get it in the laundry aisle. Mm-hmm. People go, where do I get it? But it's been around for over 100 years. But we're finding that people, you know, that's really, really supporting people in detoxing some of these different synthetic biologies that have been picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people will take a black light and literally see what's moving in the water. It's really crazy. But that's an important detox in that the skin is the largest organ of elimination. And also that salt bath is going to work with the charge in the body, work with maintaining that charge, because we are electrical. The salt's a negative charge, the toxin's a positive charge, so it'll pull them out. You're dealing with hyperthermia, which is like, you know, nice hot salt bath. That's when I say hyperthermia. That increases your immune function, but the heat will open up the capillaries, open up the pores, and then the skin is the largest organ of elimination, the largest organ of detoxification. It's the third kidneys, so it's a way to take the stress off the kidneys and allow that, you know, allow everything to dissolve into the water so it can go down the drain. So detox baths are an old, old secret from the healing temples back in Atlantis, even, you know, these detox baths to really support healing. So that's an important component of what we recommend.
And it's so simple, 2 cups of a good quality salt, 2 cups of a good quality baking soda, and 2 cups of borax.
1 cup of
simple.
Borax will do. Yeah, simple.
A 1 cup of
simple,
borax.
Simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you
yeah,
as
so,
a foot bath? Sandra, if you don't
Yeah, then I recommend people get like a tall bucket or a tall waste basket. And with hot water, soak a towel and put that over the body and maybe do a bit of a salt scrub as well. You know, because, you know, you want to activate as much of the skin as possible. Although you can pull a lot out through the feet, you know, this is really about, you know, the whole body needs detoxed. You know, because like I said, we've become toxic waste dumps because of all the toxicity in the food, the air, the water. And then, you know, and on top of it, all these synthetic biologies that have been, that are endemic now. So that we've had people from, you know, jab damage, we'll call it that, that were in total kidney failure. After one time into a 24 unit, they had 7-point increase in kidney function, for example, or major improvements in neurological issues and major improvements. I had an army guy recently, who was sure he was having heart attack, having heart palpitations and, you know, and that kind of thing. And, he went in the technology, did his bath, and he's not had any of that since. So it's profound as far as just supporting the body.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
That's a simple strategy, right? Anyone can do that.
World's easiest detox.
Wow. Yeah. So let's go back to what happened when that was it a podcast or a YouTube program, a Zoom, that interview that changed kind of the awareness of your EE system that suddenly created the 70,000 emails. Let's go back there. So you had an interview where you talked about everything you're talking about today. And suddenly there was this huge avalanche of response to what was being shared of this technology and how powerful it was. So what's happening now? So I know that there's so much interest in these centers. I was saying, I know two friends all who are trying to get their center set up with your systems of, you know, just two I know. What's happening? And how are you able to facilitate all this interest with the technology? Because there are quite a few monitors that have to go into a room.
Well, it's not just the monitors. Those are the easy part. It's the engines behind them, and it's all custom installed and custom built, and it's all custom components, and it's a lot too. You know, it's very high tech and but very effective, efficient, and each one has to be installed precisely. So we've really ramped up production and have installation teams all over the world. But it was very, very interesting how that went out. It's called the Revolution of Healing, moving beyond MedBed technology, because MedBeds are just one person at a time. And anything and everything you talk about with the MedBeds, we've seen. We've been doing, we've seen, we've documented over, you know, decades now. But also you can't heal the whole world one person at a time. And, you know, and it does the earth acupuncture, but it's also creating a null zone type effect for 2.2 miles every direction. So creating healthier communities, you know, for everybody. You know, the hyper healthy energy is in the system itself. That's where your photonics are. So, yeah, we've ramped up production installations all over the world and teams, and it's been quite a thing, because when that came out, I mean, what we hear is people just knew that they were to do this. They, you know, they they resonated and just knew. So it shows the time that we're in on the planet where, you know, that quantum leap of consciousness cannot, will not be stopped. Initially, I was told that the technology had to go out. We were laying the foundations, doing the homework, you know, doing the research, laying the foundations, and that most of the systems, you know, we're doing research with different clinics and top doctors, Johns Hopkins and Princeton and University of Hawaii Med School and all that, that we're laying the foundations, doing the homework, doing the research, and 90% were in private homes, so it couldn't be stopped. And they said, when it goes out, it has to be everywhere fast, so it cannot be stopped. You can't stop all of us. We're all out, the horses, the cows, everybody's out of the barn. And it's hard to control unlimited beings. We're out of control. So cannot be stopped. What the, you know, that quantum leap of consciousness, the great awakening, cannot, will not be stopped. And this is just a trigger or an instigator for that.
Well, were you prepared for that?
We knew. We were told. We weren't prepared. We had nothing in place to handle 70,000 emails. Nothing.
And crash the system.
And the phone ringing off the hook. And I mean, it was, I mean, yeah. We had to bring in the Marines and try to get her done and special ops. And so we brought in one of the top government scientists. We had his wife in here and his son and his sister-in-law. And I mean, we had everybody trying to help us.
I bet. So, because we're coming to the end of the show, I want people to know that these systems, the E is called the EE system or the Energy Enhancement System. You can go to the website, eesystem.com. And there are centers now all over the United States, all over Australia. I guess they're all over everywhere, Sandra, right? I mean, in Europe and beyond.
Yeah, all over the world.
EEsystem.com,
but also I want to send people also to unifiedhealing.com. And this is Jason Shirka. Yeah, unified, UNIFYD, healing.com, and then see locations there. But there's a lot more information, a lot of videos, a lot of interviews, and things that that we can, you know, we've never advertised, so we've, you know, things that we can't put out, they're doing those interviews and putting that information out. So unified healing, like I said, we have to be the combined unified presence that heals the world. So it's about us coming together, and that's a place where, you know, it puts out, and people can read, you know, can listen to, watch some of the stories about TLS, which is the light system, and how they were instrumental in this, in the pushing this out to the world and the timing. So TLS, the light system, which you can see our technology as part of the light system as well. But I do want to send people to that, even though for more of the research piece, you can go to the research page at eesystem.com. And you can find the EE medallions and things like that there as well.
Right. So, and then the unified healing, which is unified with an FYD, UNIFYD healing.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Okay. So, to wrap this up, Sandra, is there anything else you want to share with us about what you're doing and offering people? Anything else that we haven't touched on?
Oh, gosh, yeah. We're traveling and teaching as many people as we can, to help support all the centers. I will forward to you something that just got put out today by Patriot Street Fighter, if anybody knows who that is, Scott McKay. He's doing a huge center, a 48-unit center. Less than 15 minutes from DFW Airport. So that's going to be opening soon with a big gala. He's calling it the Taj Mahal of Healing. And he started what he calls wellness warfare.
Well, that's so exciting. I'm sure you just, to see what's happening, this explosion of your technology, this healing, this true healing. Frequencies are the healing of the future. You always see many quotes that Tesla has talked about, that frequencies are the healing of the future. And you are bringing one of the most powerful systems out into the world that is facilitating such a transformation of consciousness. You know, healing is a transformation of consciousness, right? I mean, you can't heal if you're operating on the same frequencies of fear and anger and resentment, right? So the more you bring your frequency up into love, the more you heal.
The more that love, and that's really, healing means wholeness and means holiness. So letting go of the desecration, remembering your body as sacred, and that's loving your body cell by cell, breathing all God's love cell by cell. The love is the key to everything, but it's also raising your frequency. He who is grateful in all things shall be made glorious. And so thanking your body for everything, thanking your body, thanking everybody for allowing you all the experiences to learn and to grow, grateful for all the learnings. And that's really our key, is to love everything and everybody. That is all there is, was there not to love. And the most, realizing that the most destructive emotion in the body has been anger. So you know, let that go. Forgiveness, forgive yourself, forgive everybody else for ever believing we've ever done anything for which we need to forgive ourselves or anybody. We'll just keep the love, let go of everything else. And that's what I call aloha, oneness with the breath and the perfection of that love of all life within us.
Well, that's a beautiful thought to complete this amazing and inspirational conversation with. Dr. Sandra Rose, thank you so much for your, this lifelong commitment to bring healing, transformation, expansion of consciousness into this planet, into this dimension to help uplift us. Thank you for everything you do. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. People can learn more. Go to unifiedhealing.com to learn more about all the benefits of the system. If you want to learn about the system, go to eesystem.com. And you can also visit drsandrarosemichael.com. Thanks again, Sandra. It's just been such a pleasure to have this conversation. Maybe we should do more down the track. So we're bringing the light.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'd love to come visit you there in Australia. Maybe I can do that when I've got to go back to India. And, we have a system in India and huge projects for India. And maybe I can hit there on the way to Dubai or something. I don't know. I would love that.
Well, as we say, come on down. Love to have you. We got to go. So thank you, everyone, listening. And remember to fill your week with love, peace, and harmony. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to The Love Code. And bye for now.